if you have children over the age of 2, but are still having trouble in the sanctuary this morning. With the nursery, we are asking for any volunteers in the church that would be willing to help out in the nursery. We are losing a few seniors to graduation and college this year, so we will be unfortunately a little short on our rotation for the nursery. So if you're interested in helping out, that would be a great help if you could talk to Teresa or I. We can get you some more information about that. The Plus One fundraiser, the baby bottle fundraiser, you see the baby bottles out in the foyer. If you are interested in participating in that, that is for the Plus One ministry, and it's fundraising to help for their family planning ministry there. So if you just fill that with cash or a check or any coins you have laying around your house and return that to church next Sunday, June 19th. That'll be when we collect those and send them back. So if you're interested in helping out with that baby bottle fundraiser, those bottles are available, and we're just asking that you return them next Sunday. The SBA Seen and Set Apart play will be here on Monday, June 27th. They have Sunshine is doing a drama camp this summer, and they are doing a performance, a collection of shorts here on Monday, June 27th. So if you're interested in coming to that, that is when that will be. Also, if you noticed as you walked in, the floor in the fellowship hall looks a little scuffed up, and that is because the school janitors are currently stripping the floors to then clean and wax them. So some different things will be moved some different places this morning, and that is just to stay out of the way of the school janitors as they clean up from the end of school. Are there any other announcements this morning? Yeah, Anita.
I just want to compliment the girls that have been painting. It looks wonderful. I wonder if anybody noticed the birds out there. I didn't. Somebody had to point them out.
Yeah, the ladies have been painting the fellowship hall, the foyer, and that little entryway there, and it does look great, as Anita pointed out. Tom, you had an announcement?
The school is going to wax the floor, but it's going to be a while. It's going to be after they put the carpet in and stuff, so it's going to look scuffed for a while. Anybody just want to let it go?
Okay. Yeah, so the floor will look scuffed for a while. They are going to wait to wax until after the carpet is put in. But that is part of the process there. They just want to make sure that everything is set before they get it nice and clean and looking good for us. So any other announcements this morning? All right, the call to worship is Psalm chapter 62, verses 5 through 7. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God.
Good morning again, and welcome you to our worship service. We're going to sing hymn number 354. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. Either take your hymn book or look up on the screen. Number 354, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, what blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace, Lord, so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, leaning from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. If you take a moment to greet one another, let them let each other know you're glad they're here. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. A couple of ones that have been given to me. We continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright as healing from his eye surgery, and also for Brian and Deb as they look at, they're doing assessments of what Nathan's needs might be as they move forward, his time at QLI. Haven't heard an end date yet, but that time will be coming to a close, and looking at what to do for Nathan in his healing process. We had that request come from Mike Ketchin about his friend Nathan Ramsey's mom passing away, and so we'll pray for that family. Also, Andy Michaelis called me this week, and his aunt, and your aunt lived in Germany, correct? His aunt to be his mother's sister. Passed away suddenly in Germany, and so we'll be praying for that family. And then Steve Uris came up last night. Philip, the area there, was hit with a pretty strong and severe storm. Jay and Tandra got a call, and they headed off to see the damage. At least the initial report, they haven't got there yet, but that the John Deere dealership that he manages, some or part of the roof is gone. The hail was 2 inches in diameter, so it was looked like a very bad snowstorm with the debris left, a lot of branches and things, but we'll be praying for that community. Also, if you think of my father-in-law, they had a similar thing go through this week in Imperial. He is in the process of he has a buyer for his trailer. Now he gets to reside the trailer. They had a hailstorm, and it was golf ball size that took out a couple of his windows, shredded up his siding, and got some of his shingles on his porch. So he's just ready to be done with that responsibility, and yet he still needs to make sure it's taken care of. And so it is just that reminder, we are in that season where The storms are spotty, but they can be severe, and I would just be praying for those communities that have been hit. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Terry.
We were just called Wednesday. I did get an MRI done. No result yet.
We continue to pray for Terry's back situation. He got the MRI on Wednesday and is waiting for the test results. Always a little apprehensive, and so we'll be praying for peace of mind and heart and wisdom for the doctors as they look at that, and for healing as well. Any other prayer requests? Yeah. So Lorraine says hello. She is in Sioux Falls, and she did send another note. I don't know, did she explain any new health issues? Or, okay, well. Okay, because she has been dealing with some eye issues, but she's in her upper 90s, and so we continue to just pray for her. She still has a bundle of energy, and so that is always good. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come on this Sunday morning to worship you, the reminder that in creation, you established an order. You miraculously spoke all the things that we see into existence, and then you rested. It has been instituted in our own bodies that we do need rest. But Father, when the sending of your Son, we celebrate his resurrection on these Sundays, that the day of worship has changed, but the need for rest and is coming apart, and to acknowledging that even in our rest, you still are active and working, and that our energy level is not infinite. Yours is. And Father, we lay our request before you because you are faithful. You have proved yourself over and over again that you stand behind your promises, that your character is sure, and we can depend upon it. Father, we lift up our request to you. We do thank you for the moisture we have received this spring. It has greened things up. It has provided grass and hay for our livestock. It has provided moisture for our crops. But sometimes, Father, these storms come with more damage than we would like. And so we pray for those communities, especially think of Philip and for Jay and Tandra as they head back. Give them safety in their travels, that they would not worry, which is a hard thing to do. And Father, for the community, as they come together this morning and assess the damage, we are just reminded again and again of the privilege of living where you've placed us, that we do as communities come together. And Father, we pray for your church there in Philip, the opportunity to be your hands and feet to others that are dealing with the devastation of the storm. I think of my father-in-law down in Imperial, and once again, the damage done to his and several other people's places of residence. And we are thankful for things like insurance. And so, Father, we just pray that you would be working through all those situations, to give wisdom, that you would. We also know that when the devastation comes, there are those that want to pray and take advantage of homeowners and renters. And so we just pray for wisdom as contractors are assigned and all those details that have to be met. Father, we lift up the health needs. We're grateful for how you've worked in Lorraine's life and continue to work and heal her body and sustain her each day. Father, we lift up Terry and as he waits for these results for his MRI, that you would give the doctors wisdom in the steps moving forward, and your healing hand would be upon his back. We pray for Annie Michaelis's family with the sudden loss of his aunt, and for his mom, and just understanding the difficulty of having siblings being taken away, and that you are there in our grief, and especially with the distance, Father, we just pray that you would be working in the family, that you would give them comfort during this time. We also pray for Mike Ketchin's friend Nathan with his mom's passing, and we just ask that you would bring wisdom and comfort during this time. We lift up the Bone Brights and continue to pray for Nathan's healing, especially for his eyes, that from the surgery that he would regain more sight than they're anticipating, but also for his therapy. We continue to pray for short-term memory to come back, to have new pathways worked in his brain, and for the next stages of his healing. Father, you give wisdom there, especially for Brian and Deb, and working with Nathan and through the process. Father, we're grateful for the ministries you've entrusted to us, for the gospel that is not bound by circumstances or situations. We pray for the Harkins, Skip and Betty, and Brazil, that you would continue to use them for Skip's health. We just ask that you would help him each day, and they are so thankful for the work that you've done in his life. For Betty, as she works with the ladies of the church, for the ministry and the outreach of the church there, I just ask that it would continue to grow as they work alongside and especially desire to witness and share the gospel with their neighbors. Give them opportunities there. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of receiving from your people tithes and offerings. I ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
good to be back. Though we were just here a few days ago, seems like. Depends how your week flies by. But now we're glad to see you all chosen to join us this morning. I'd like to welcome. I see you might have a couple of visitors. I'd like to welcome you as well. But invite you to stand and worship with us here for a few minutes this morning.
God who saves us, worthy of all our praise.
sing praises because we have a God that does save us and he protects us. And he can rebuild broken lives. And he gives us hope to carry through. And so many more things that would take far too long to list them all out.
Father, we do indeed pour out our praise to you this morning. We thank you for the privilege that we have to come together this morning to worship you, to sing your praises, to be reminded of your faithfulness and your blessings, your provision. We ask that you would be with us now as we look into your word. We thank you for its truth and its relevance to our lives. We pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. We pray that we would receive it, that we would meditate upon it, and that we would apply it and live it out in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.